As more theatres and arts venues begin putting on live productions indoors and outdoors, it's time to catch up with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description. We're going to look at some audio-described treats for you from across the country. And we're going to start off with a couple of touring productions, looking at dance productions this time.
Yes, these two dance pieces are both outdoor. The first one is called Wild, and it's brought to us by a very established dance circus company, they call themselves. There are six dancers, and they weave their way around, I think it's about two dozen tall poles that initially look like scaffolding poles. And they gradually come to represent trees in a forest. But I think what's most striking about this piece is just their sheer acrobatic skill. The highest of the poles are about 5 meters tall, and they swing from them. They hang upside down from them. They catch each other mid-flight. And the men and the women are all very strong. At certain times, the men will be walking around with the women standing tall on their shoulders. At other times, it's the women that lift and carry the men. So it's just blows you away, really, the sheer physicality and the skill of these performers. So what we've done with this one and what we've done with our other dance piece, which is called Mayfly, is record the audio description, and then people can download it onto their phones, or they can borrow an MP3 player at the venue, and then they'll be given a signal which tells them when to press play, as it were, so that then the description is in synchronization with the dance piece. So Wild, that one is touring, and also Mayfly is touring. And this is by a Manchester-based company called Kapow. And this one features two women. Again, it's about humans' relationship with the environment. And the dancers perform on a disc. Around the disc are five nozzles which shoot water up into the air. And the water becomes almost a third performer in the piece, because the jets of water are shooting arcs over the dancers, and they interact with them and they weave around them and they're framed by them. And sometimes they seem very joyful and playful with the source of the water, and at other times they seem oppressed by it. And if you sit at the front, you might get a little bit damp, but you certainly hear the noise as the water comes crashing down on the surface. I'm blown away by the skill of the dancers, I really am.
And the bravery of the dancers as well. Let's hope it's a warm day when the water's gushing as well. Okay, so those are touring productions, and again with audio description. Moving on to an art installation this time.
Yes, this one is part of Manchester International Festival. One of the pieces I've been working on is called Arcadia. And this is a sound and light installation. It's taking place inside what will be the factory, which will be a new arts venue in Manchester. And this is going to be brought alive. All around the floor are, I think it's about 80 dome-shaped tents. And because the piece is being done at night, they're lit from inside and they glow the most wonderful, warm, golden, creamy colour. And inside each of the tents, hidden away, is a speaker and the lights. And as we meander through this landscape, we hear the sounds coming from the tents. And the soundscape is a mix of specially composed music, but of poetry, from Greek poetry very much up to modern day poetry. And these have been read and recorded by many, many people, some famous people, including Simon Russell Beale, Brian Cox, Jane Horrocks, David Thewlis. And we will hear these snatches and excerpts of poetry as we make our way around. And the whole thing is inspired by a landscape painting from the 1800s with a view of Manchester seen across open moorland with the chimneys in the distance belching out the pollution. And we feel that we've been transported back to this natural landscape, but we're surrounded by the poetry and the music.
Well, what's it like being doing the audio description again, Anne, or preparing some of these for outdoor events? Good to be back.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be back. It's been great to collaborate with the artists, particularly on the dance pieces, and to think about how best to create the audio description. So for Arcadia, for instance, it will be an audio introduction, which people listen to beforehand, and then they can just enjoy the sounds while they're there. But just going back into the theatre, I've been to Leeds, I've been to Manchester, and to the Octagon, and being in a space not exactly surrounded by people, because of course the seats are socially distanced, but the atmosphere is just, it's so exciting, and people are so glad to be back, and it just feels great to be back amongst that creativity and that sense of fun again.
Well, let's go back to the theatre, Anne, because to round things off, we've got a couple of productions. We are going to give some contact details a little bit later as well. We're starting with Bloody L, and we've got The Hound of the Baskervilles as well.
So Bloody L, and I'll just say that L is E-double-L-E. L is the character in this, what is actually a one-woman show. It's described as a gig musical. The story of a young woman from Oldham, in a kind of dead-end job, although she's quite happy in her job. And one day, a new member of staff walks in, a young woman from a very rich, very well-to-do background, who's just doing a holiday job before she goes off to university, to Oxford, to study medicine. So the story is about the relationship of these two young women and how they find each other and then maybe how they lose each other. And it's punctuated with songs, all of which are written by Lauren Redding, who has written the play and who is the performer in the play. What's very clever is that as she tells us the story, she becomes the different characters in her story. So she'll change her body language, she'll change her voice, but she's playing guitar and singing, and it's got a real good feel to it, a real uplifting feel.
Well, from one performance that is rather new to my ears anyway, to one which is very familiar, The Hound of the Baskervilles, made famous, of course, by Sherlock Holmes.
So this is a new production of The Hound of the Baskervilles with a small cast. This is being performed at the Octagon Theatre in Bolton, and it's welcoming audiences back. And what better way to celebrate than with a very known, very well-loved story. And just hope the guide dogs that come aren't too frightened by that.
Is there a demonic creature on the moor? Love that story. And if people would like to find out more about these performances, or indeed any of the audio described shows and exhibitions and things you've got coming up, what's the best way to do that?
Check the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk, and you'll find there a calendar of events. You can drop us an email anytime. We're always pleased to hear from everyone. That's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, that's @MindsEyeArts, and on Instagram, that's Mind's Eye Description, and also on Facebook, and that's Mind's Eye Description too. So there's lots of ways to keep in touch, and we love to hear from you.
Fantastic. And we'll catch up again very soon for more audio described highlights that are on the way for us across the UK. For now though, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.